I want to invite you to a special event of beauty and the love of Jesus Christ. Sunday, April 21st, inside at Fiorello's in Overland Park, Kansas, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., we'll have the rosary and then adoration with live orchestral music composed by a brilliant young composer. Now, this sounds a little highbrow, I know, but it will be 2 hours of true beauty to give your soul what it really needs. For more details, just go to schooloffaith.com. Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Teresa, you know, I just came back from leading a pilgrimage to Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. And I am more and more convinced that Guadalupe might be the most important event in the last 1,000 years, and so very few people know about it. So after the rosary, you and I are going to discuss the significance of this event for today and what Our Lady is asking of us. But the Aztec people, it's an amazing history. They believed their god, Huitzilopochtli, made them the chosen people and called them across a great desert, probably Arizona and New Mexico, to the promised land, the Valley of Mexico City. Now their god was known to them as the sun god of war and the serpent god under the sign of the crescent moon. And he threatened them that he would not rise, and so the world would perish unless they offered sacrifice, human sacrifice, every day. Now, the Aztec god was Satan in disguise, but he enslaved the Mexican people by fear, established a religion to himself, and he demanded that he would be worshipped by a temple sacrifice, not with the sacrifice of lambs, but of people. And you had to eat the sacrifice to take part in it. So it was ritual cannibalism. 50,000 men, women, and children annually. 80,000 in 1 4-day period in 1487 by the Aztec records themselves. In 1519, the Spanish explorer Cortes landed in Mexico, and there he found the Aztec people enslaved to a culture of death, literally a cult of human sacrifice. And the Spanish soldiers witnessed with their own eyes this human sacrifice, and they wanted to flee. But thou shalt not stand idly by in the face of grave evil. So Cortes became convinced he was sent by God to put an end to the human sacrifice. But his men wanted to flee, so he scuttled their ships, leaving them no option but to fight their way into Mexico City and put an end to this evil occult. Now, at the time, there was an estimated 350 to 500,000 Aztec warriors. Cortes had 200 soldiers. A few of the tribes who had suffered grievously under the tyranny of the Aztecs joined Cortes, but basically they were outnumbered 1,000 to 1. Yes, the Spanish had some superior weapons, but gunpowder ran out quickly, and it was hand-to-hand combat, and this was impossible. However, in November of 1519, Cortes fought his way into Mexico City and arrested the king, Montezuma. But in April of 1520, the greedy Spanish came from Cuba with 1,000 soldiers to arrest Cortes because they thought he was stealing the gold. So Cortes had to leave Mexico City with 2/3 of his men to confront and defeat the Spanish. And by the time he got back to Mexico City, Montezuma realized these were not gods. They were just ordinary men. And the whole Aztec Empire crashed down on them. Miraculously, half of Cortes' men escaped on the Night of Sorrow, June 30, 1520, and they gained time and help from surrounding tribes and finally defeated the Aztec nation in 1521. Franciscan missionaries came in 1524, but had little success with conversions because the King of Spain had replaced Cortes with a wicked tyrant, Nuno de Guzman, who enslaved the Aztec people, shipping them to the Caribbean colonies. In 1530, the Bishop of Mexico City, Bishop Zumarrago, had all the Franciscans publicly denounce de Guzman. De Guzman subsequently had them arrested, tortured, and one of the Franciscans killed. So the bishop excommunicated de Guzman for his crimes, and then de Guzman tried to assassinate the bishop. All the while, the Mexican people lost a third of their population to smallpox brought by the Spanish, and the Aztec astrologers were saying this was the end of their world. This was a situation and a culture totally impossible to convert to Christ. Not only the death cult of the Aztecs, but the greed and the irreligion of the Spanish. It looked so hopeless that the bishop wrote a letter to the emperor, Charles V, at the end of which he said, "If God does not provide a solution from his own hand, the land is about to be completely lost." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On Saturday, December 9th, 1531, one of the few Aztec converts, 57-year-old Juan Diego, was running to Saturday morning mass and catechism class 9 miles away. As he came to Tepeyac Hill, he heard singing and saw a brilliant white cloud and a rainbow, and a beautiful young woman appeared to him. Juan fell to his knees, and the woman spoke, saying, "Know for certain, littlest of my sons, that I am the perfect and perpetual Virgin Mary, mother of the true God, through whom everything lives. You must go to the house of the Bishop of Mexico and tell him that I sent you and that it is my desire to have a church built right here." Juan went to the bishop, but the bishop wouldn't believe. So as Juan was returning home, Our Lady was waiting for him, again at Tepeyac Hill, and he explained to her what happened, and he begged her to send someone of more importance, because, he said, I'm a nobody. I'm a small rope, a tiny ladder. I'm just a leaf. I'm the tail end. But Our Lady answered him, I have many servants and messengers whom I could send, but I have chosen you. Go and tell the bishop that I, in person, the ever-Virgin Holy Mary, Mother of God, sent you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Juan went back to the bishop, and this time the bishop wanted a sign. On his way home, Mary again appeared to Juan, and she assured him that she would provide a sign tomorrow. I will wait for you here, she said. However, the next day, Monday, December 11th, Juan Diego's uncle fell gravely ill with smallpox. So Juan had to skip his appointment with Our Lady to go and find a doctor who told Juan the bad news that he would die. So Juan set off running for Mexico City to find a priest for the last rites, but he had to pass by Tepeyac Hill, and he was afraid to be delayed by Our Lady, so he ran around the opposite side of the hill, this time to the east, but Our Lady came down and intercepted him. Juan explained about his uncle, but Our Lady already knew because she was appearing to his uncle right at that very moment, healing him. And then Our Lady said to Juan, Listen, put it in your heart, my dear little son. The thing that frightens you, the thing that afflicts your heart, is nothing. Do not let it disturb you. Do not fear this sickness, nor any other sickness, nor any painful or difficult thing. Am I not here, I who have the honor and joy of being your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not the source of your joy? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything more you could need? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady then told Juan to climb the hill, and he would find the sign. And there he found Castilian roses, a type of rose not yet introduced to Mexico, blooming in winter on a barren mountainside. Juan gathered up the roses. Mary arranged them in his tilma, the bleached white cloak he wore, and she tied it up around his neck. Then Juan ran back into Mexico City to the bishop, and in the presence of 13 people, he untied the tilma and let it fall from around his neck in the presence of the bishop. And as the roses fell out, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe developed right before their eyes like a photograph on his cloak. Everyone fell to their knees. The bishop took the tilma, this cloak, placed it in his private chapel where he prayed for 2 weeks. And 2 weeks later, on December 26th, the bishop brought the tilma to the main cathedral by procession. And at the same time, a funeral procession bearing a young man who had died from an arrow wound to the neck was coming into the city. And when the two processions met and the tilma passed by the dead man, he was instantly raised from the dead. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So Mary appeared to Juan Diego in 1531, and she leaves a self-portrait on his cloak that has been studied scientifically countless times with the conclusion that there is no natural explanation. This is a permanent, supernatural, indestructible sign. And because of this, 10 million Aztecs converted to Catholicism in just 8 years. Why? Because they could read the code, the symbols on the image. In the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the woman stands in front of the sun, covering it, showing that she is greater than their sun god of war. And she stands with her feet on the crescent moon, the symbol of the serpent god, appearing to crush it under her feet. And she's wearing a bluish-green mantle, the color reserved for royalty. So she's a queen. She's surrounded by clouds, so this queen came from another world. And by the way her hair is parted, they knew that she's a virgin. Yet, around her waist is a black sash signifying a maternity belt. She's pregnant. This woman comes from the heavens, but she's a queen who's also a virgin, yet she's pregnant. Pregnant with whom? Well, on her garment over her womb was the four-petaled jasmine flower, signifying only one thing for the Aztecs, the one true God. She's a virgin, pregnant with the one true God. This woman is the virgin mother of the one true God. But she herself was not a god, because her hands were closed in prayer, pointed to the black cross on her brooch, which signified Jesus Christ. He came to offer his life in sacrifice, to put an end to all human sacrifice, and to set us free from the slavery to sin and to the devil and death. They read the message, they believed, and the whole Aztec nation converted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Teresa, it is so powerful to be in the presence of the Tilma in Mexico City, because this really is a permanent, supernatural, indestructible sign. Most people don't realize that the Tilma is made out of cactus fiber, which should have disintegrated within 5 years. It's now almost 500 years old. That the radical anti-Mexican government planted a bomb in a flower arrangement before the image in 1921, blew it up, blew everything apart. The Tilma was unfazed. They've done numerous scientific studies. The image doesn't even rest on the fibers. You can place a laser between the fibers and the image. There's no human explanation for the colors, the pigment, enlarged digitally 25,000 times, they found all 13 people in the room in the pupil of the eye of Our Lady. We could go on and on and on about the miraculous nature of this image, but the fact remains that it's there. Now, since I was there recently, I've been thinking more and more, what's the real meaning of this event? And to me, it's striking that the Aztec people couldn't save themselves from their demonic god. And Cortez couldn't save them. And the Franciscans couldn't save them. In fact, the culture of the Aztecs and the Spanish was so far gone, it was just impossible. And I started to think about our own culture. I mean, okay, what plan are we going to come up with to save our culture? What plan are we going to come up with to suddenly get everyone to wake up and turn back to Christ and his moral teaching? We can't do it. This is precisely why Jesus sends Mary. She is the only remedy. And I believe that once again, she will crush the head of the serpent who demands a culture of death, and she'll lead us to Jesus. Now, she didn't do it by herself. She used one. Could you pick anybody more unlikely than that 57-year-old new convert? Yet she had a mission for him. But what if Juan never responded? And she has a mission for us. And I think the mission is threefold. Pray the rosary every day. Invite others to pray the rosary. But specifically, it's time, I believe, for us to start gathering people together in small groups to do something really new. It's called friendship and the rosary and good conversation. You know, we're used to book clubs or studies. Why not invite family and friends to get together regularly, have a little friendship, some hospitality, catch up with them, and then pray the podcast or read the transcript and pray the decades, and then just do what Teresa and I do. Just turn to each other and say, "What struck you?" and have a little conversation. Do this once a week or once a month. Our Lady brought about her triumph for the Aztec nation with the help of Juan. Now she needs us. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.